Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, yeah. Cheap Trick. Ben and Woods taking it back to 1988 today for no particular reason at all. Not being petty whatsoever. I love this song. This was eighth grade dances for me, Pauly. I put this on many, many a mixtape for the ladies. Many a mixtape. The Flame, Cheap Trick. God, I was cheesy. Worked, though. Got Brett Boone holding right now. Sorry, Brett. Get to you in a second. Got to get one more final check of traffic with Vicky Pepper. All right, joining us now on our SDCCU fan hotline is our pal and yours, the great Brett Boone. Good morning, Booney. How are you?
Good morning, Steven. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Doing well. It's been great for me. I think I've said this before, but one of my best friends in the world, giant M's fan, giant. And he gets so mad because I'll send him, I'll be like, dude, Brett Boone was texting me today during the playoffs. And he gets so mad because he is such an M's fan and you're still such a fan favorite up there. He still can't believe it. And I'm like, yeah, we're just shooting the breeze about playoffs. And Booney, I know you've been watching these playoffs. You predicted to me like 2 weeks ago or a week ago who's going to win the World Series. Do you want to share that information?
I'll stand by it. Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. I mean, that's your pick. Tell everybody why that's your pick to win the World Series.
Well, I just think, you know, with the playoffs, the way they're structured this year, it's different than past years because, you know, we always have the 2 day and then an off day and then 3 day for the 7-game series I'm talking about.
Yep.
So there's always plenty of time to revamp and retool your pitching rotations. I just think I looked at all the teams in both leagues. Tampa Bay is too much stronger in this format. They're too much deeper, not only from a starting pitching standpoint, but from the bullpen. They just have guys that continue to come at you. Nobody else has the depth that Tampa Bay has. And they don't have the prolific, you know, the name players from a position player standpoint. But they're just a bunch of good players that they move around the field. They got a lot of platoons that work for them. You know, they're under the radar type guys. They don't have the star power like a Seager and like a Bellinger, like a Mookie Betts, but they're just a bunch of really good players. It reminds me of the 2015 Kansas City Royals, where that bullpen just kept coming at you. They play the game right. They play good defense. And I just thought in a 7-game set, I just don't think anybody can match them. From a pitching standpoint, you know, Houston's making it interesting. But, you know, now they're down 3-2. I just don't think they can overcome that Tampa Bay. And, you know, we'll see. Time will tell. But, yeah, I've had them from the start.
So you like the Rays, Booney. I don't know. I just got to assume that you got a family text group chat going on. How did that go over with little bro on the group chat?
Well, I told, you know, of course I'm pulling for Aaron. You know, I'd rather the Yankees be in it right now. But if I've got to be an objective analyst.
Which you are now, yeah.
I got to tell it like it is. And he said, are you a believer? I said, yeah, I believe Tampa Bay's probably going to beat you, but I'll be pulling for you guys to win.
That's great.
You know, we got to keep it real. Is that that's the term we use? That we're keeping it real over here.
I mean, that's your brother. Of course, you can say that to your brother, man. No, and look, you know, it's a weird thing. I look at the Yankees, I look at the Dodgers, and you talk about the marquee names, right? But neither GM in Brian Cashman and Andrew Friedman really set up Dave Roberts
or Aaron Boone up for much success in the postseason? I mean, again, granted, I think had everybody known this was going to be the format, I bet you they would have made some more moves because they both have the capital to do it. But when they got to it, man, they've run out of arms. You know,
let's take both of those organizations. You look at the Dodgers. Okay, I thought going into this Dodgers, Atlanta's a hell of a team. They really are, but really after Fried and Anderson, they can't match up with the Dodgers. They can't. They don't have any. But they don't have an answer for Urias. They don't have an answer for May. And so I thought the Dodgers, from a starting pitching standpoint, matched up with Atlanta a lot better. The only weakness the Dodgers have, they've got some question marks at the end of that game.
Yep.
You know, the last two or three innings, and that could be, you know, that it's not a big thing for a 60 game schedule when you have that much firepower. But in short series against the best teams, they'll usually expose those. That's the Dodgers. So I'm a little surprised that it's 3-1 right now in favor of Atlanta. Atlanta's playing really good. To their credit, their bullpen's done a hell of a job in the postseason. Going over to the Yankees. The key, and I said the key all year, we know you got Gerrit Cole. He's, you know, arguably the best pitcher in the world. You've got a Tanaka that's been really resilient over the years and really an underrated pitcher for that Yankee organization the last 10 years. But the big hole is you're missing that big-time number two guy to put in behind Cole, and that was James Paxton. He went down for the year. That was huge. I saw that a month ago. I'm going, you don't have Paxton, you're going to be in trouble in the postseason. And that's not even to mention their big guy that they signed that went down for the missed the entire season, Severino. Germán had the problems with the law,
yeah,
pretty much. So he's missed the entire year. So you take three big-time pitchers away from that Yankee organization, man, it was going to be tough to get past a tough Tampa Bay team, and you know, it proved out to be true.
So. We're talking to our pal Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball All-Star. You got your new podcast. Tell everybody the name of it, where they can find it.
Well, it started off as the Boone Podcast, and now it's the Brett Boone Podcast. I don't know what it is. It's on Apple. It's on, you know, it's where you get your podcast. You know, I started out with it just having some fun, but now I've got my list of guests coming on, and I'm kind of, Woodsy, it's a little different for me now. I'm on this side of the mic asking the questions, and it's kind of got me out of my comfort zone, but it's kind of fun. And we've got a couple. We did Andre Reed, and I got the kid Junior came on.
Unbelievable.
Pete's coming. We're going to have Pete Rose.
Oh, my God.
And we got Cowboy Joe West.
Oh, my God. Now that, to me, is interesting.
We got Joe West. That'll be out soon. And then one of my favorites, we got Lou Piniella on Monday.
Oh, sweet Lou, dude. I love Lou, too.
We got a good lineup so far. I kind of want to go outside the box a little bit.
Sure.
Go to other sports and maybe some musicians. And I won't give away the names coming up so far. The ones I gave you are the ones that are right there, and they're scheduled. But I've got an interesting list, and I think the fans, and I think it's just a different perspective, and it's not that hard hitting interview where you're going to ask the questions you think of. It's more of my relationships with them and just real life stuff, and kind of let you behind the curtain a little bit. I'm having fun with it so far. We'll see where it goes.
Well, I am intrigued at a baseball player interviewing Joe West.
Yeah, an umpire. I mean, and look, Joe is definitely a character. It's the old adage, Brett. We're talking to Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods. The old adage is, you know, you don't. If an umpire is really good, you don't know his name. Now, we all know Joe West. We all know Angel Hernandez, and really not for good reasons. it's been, you know, there's been some issues over the years. I did want to ask you, though. You and I were texting a couple of weeks ago, and I think it was when the Pods were playing the Cardinals, and we were talking about the bat flips and everything else, and you said something to me that hit home so hard. And
did he send you videos of himself flipping a bat and say that's how it's supposed to be done?
No,
because that's what he did to me.
No, did
but
he? Pauly,
that,
I love
that,
it.
Yeah, Pauly, you got to see the original and how you're really supposed.
He goes,
to.
That's how I'll you're supposed you know. To bat flip.
Yeah, he'll let you know. But here's what I said. Here's what we were talking about. We were going back and forth, And I've come around a lot, man. I have. And I think it's probably the move. You have to. I saw Greg Swindell tweeting last night, was very upset about Marcell Ozuna. And people just get really in their feelings when these guys have a lot of fun flipping bats and doing their shtick and everything else. And you said something to me that really flipped it on its ear. You said, man, I'm coming around on it as well, basically because I don't have a choice. And I got to remember that my time is done. My time's done. This is their time to do with what they want. They don't owe your generation of players really anything. I mean, yeah, you guys paved the way and you helped them get bigger bucks and everything else. Yeah, and I think they're grateful for that. But that being said, the way that they play the game, the way that they choose to play the game, it's no longer in your hands, right? Something to that effect.
Yeah, and it's something that would go generation to generation. And I remember, you know, as a kid and when I was in my prime, talking to my grandfather nonstop, you know, Mickey Mantle and Ted Williams, and we were the best, and you guys today. And, you know, it's almost like the game had passed him by. And I said, Gramps, you know, there's a lot of great things from your generation. There's a lot of great things. I grew up in the 70s and 80s with my dad going to the ballpark every day. Man, I love those 80s clips. And there were some great things about that generation. My generation, I, there's a lot of great things to be learned from it. But I think we've got to be careful to not, you know, as we get older, to not look at the young kids today and say, oh, they don't do it right. You know, I think you can learn something from them. So take from every generation and put it into one. And that's the best baseball experience you can get. I think I know a lot, but I'm still learning today. And I learned from my son, who's 21 and in his first instructional ball right now. He teaches me things about these new analytics and things they're trying out with their, how to improve their bat speed and their exit velocity, which when I was playing, we never even talked about it. I'd hit a ball as hard as I could hit one. I said, that's exit velocity, and I don't care if it's 120 or 100. That ball's going in the seats.
Yeah.
That was our exit velocity. But I think you can learn from each generation. And I really thought about it when there was starting to be, you know, a stink was being made about the pitchers and about the unwritten rules. This is about a month ago. And I have my feelings. I'm a purist. You know, I like the game. I like an eye for an eye. I like if you do something. I like getting drilled in the neck. but I'll tell you what, you know, they were talking about unwritten rules. And I said, yeah, what are the unwritten rules? If the current modern-day player, if the pitchers don't care, with what the hitters are doing at home plate and the pitcher, I saw a pitcher, that Dodger pitcher throw his hat the other night.
Blowing kisses,
kind of to put it in their face for the way they were. It's like, you got to be able, if you're going to dish it out, you got to be able to take it. If the current players don't have a problem with it, and that's how they express themselves, well, those are the unwritten rules of 2020. And who am I as an ex-player to condemn these people and be angry at it? It's like, it's their game. You know, history will bear it out whether we really like this generation or we didn't, but it's their time. Let them have fun. And the bottom line is, it's about the fans. You know, I'm more of a fan proponent as time goes on, because those are the guys that pay. You like the salary you're making? You could be an average big league player nowadays and make $8-9 million. Do you like that? Well, that's because of the fans. And if that's what the fans want, give them what they want. I, when I was playing, they used to ask to mic me up during the game. I thought, no, I don't want to be mic'd up. But now that I think about it from a fan perspective, it's like, that's what that guy at home on his couch wants to hear. He wants to hear what we talk about when there's a pitching change going on. And that's cool stuff. And that grows baseball. That grows the brand. And I'm all for that. I'm all for getting the best players in the world from all parts of the world coming here. It's pretty cool now. You're drawn from so many different places. You're going to get the best of the best. And to grow this game, I'm all about that.
Dude, one quick thing. You can like both, because there was a quote that came out this week, and I'd seen it before. Mickey Mantle said, yeah, I never wanted to show up the pitcher because – well, I figured I just hit one about 450 off of me. Feels pretty bad on his own. There's something badass about that, too. You can be badass both ways. You can flip your bat, or you can put your head down and sprint around the bases. I think that there's cool stuff in both those. Paulie, did you have one more?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, as a former player, like, I mean, look, Brett, the game isn't as popular as we would like it to be, especially amongst the younger generation. It's competing with the NBA. The NFL still rules all kind of in the country. But, I mean, if this is what the younger generation wants, you got to be excited to have guys like Fernando Tatis Jr. and Ronald Acuna out there. Maybe flashy, it may be different from how it was, but if it's good for the game and it's good for getting these young eyeballs to watch, that's what's most important, right?
Yeah, and I think, yeah, once again, you bring it back to what does the public want? What does the consumer want? If that's what they want, that's what you give them.
Yes.
That grows the game.
It's a show. Yeah, it's entertainment.
It doesn't mean, you know, obviously, I don't like everything that goes on in the game. I shake my head all the time at some of the behavior
sure.
that I think is a little over the top, but who cares what I think?
Well, Camargo.
You know, I think it's a really bad look, put it this way. When you come out with an ex-player and a known player, a big-name player, that comes across with his opinion as this bitter old guy.
Yes.
You know, it's like, it's a bad look. Go on. You had your time. Let these kids do what they want to do. You don't have to agree with everything, but you also can put it in a way, or I don't know. I just thought that, you know, this game is so much bigger than any one of us, and it'll go on without you. So I don't really need your strong opinion about it. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I think some things are over the top that I wouldn't do. But it isn't my time right now. So let the guys do what they want to do. Let them monitor themselves. And it'll all work out. It'll all work out the way it's supposed to be.
I saw Camargo the other day down 12-0, pimp what he thought was a home run, and it was a foul ball. That, to me, I'm like, all right, dummy, you're down 12 runs. That's when you
well,
put
it's embarrassing.
That's
it's
embarrassing. Now, I texted you and said, hey, did you ever bat flip a double? Did you ever bat flip a home run? You said, yeah, I bat flipped a double one time. It went off the wall. So it happens.
Well, here's what I did. I pimped it. I didn't pimp it, but I just thought, oh, it's gone. Hit the top of the wall, and I didn't get to second base. And I got phone calls from everybody I could get that night, and it was kind of humiliating to me. Like, you know, this bat flip thing is kind of fun.
I love it.
But when it starts to affect the team's outcome, well, I got to put that on the show.
Booney, you are the best. Thank you so much, brother, for checking in. Could have talked to you for another hour. We'll catch up soon, my man. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. All right, it's Ben and Woods. We are done for Friday. Paulie, great job today, man. Really, really good job. Fun show. We'll be back Monday. Ben will be in, and we'll know who's playing in the World Series.
Let's go.
Let's go. Have a great weekend, everybody. We love you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.